Hello, this is Dr. Daniel Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Norma Tuloch Kulu. Date of birth 5/25/1959. Date of procedure January 20, 2024. Physicians Dr. Evgenia Goltardio. Referring physicians Dr. Joanna Tapke. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as flexig to 35 centimeters from the anal verge. Indication is left lower quadrant abdominal pain, comma, GERD, comma, history of colon polyps, comma, colorectal cancer screening. Indication, those are indications. Description of procedure informed consent was obtained. Period of possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, this is a possible missing lesions, such as among them, throughout the patient period. Patient is brought to endoscopy, so you place them in left lateral position, suggest for anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care. Period of well, loop the lymph video gastric clips, introduced into the soft cream and under direct vision. So the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination made of the second portion of the duodenum, stomach G junction, made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, a retroflexy was obtained at the cardio period, a resection from the stem before withdrawal of the scope, period, the patient was then turned around in left lateral position, as a rectal exam was normal, period, a well-lubricated lymph video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced to 35 centimeters from the anal verge with significant looping and coiling in this area without an ability to traverse the area, period. Pressure repositioning were attempted without benefit, period. The pediatric colonoscope was exchanged out for a gastroscope, and again, the scope was only advanced to 35 centimeters from the anal verge, with significant amount of coiling and inability and looping and inability to traverse past this point, period. There was evidence of an inverted tick. Comma biopsies were obtained for histology. This was at 35 centimeters from the from the anal verge. Next line, there was evidence of an approximate 6 millimeter sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy in total, period. Unfortunately, this was not retrieved due to a significant amount of stool burden in this area and inability to find the polyp and inability to locate the polyp in the trap, period. There was a poor to suboptimal prep on the left side with significant fibrous debris noted, period. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids on retroflexion, comma, there was diverticulosis There was diverticulosis noted on the left side. Next line is plan, followed by biopsy pathology. The portion that I talked about for the findings was at colonoscopy, and then also please add at endoscopy, unremarkable proximal and metastasis. Next line, there was an irregular Z line at 37 centimeters from bite block with salmon-colored mucosa extending up 1.5 centimeters from the Z-line. Biopsies were obtained per the Seattle protocol in all four quadrants to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there was a duodenal bulb diminutive approximately 4 millimeter polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Please go back to the plan. All right, follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll discuss with patient regarding options for CT colonography or attempt for a repeat colonoscopy. At follow-up visit, next line, recommend high-fiber diet with fiber supplementation as needed. And good water intake, next line, follow-up and office is previously scheduled.